Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheel men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That includes our FedEx, our UPS, and our postal service people out there hauling the mail and packages all over the countryside. It also includes our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Thanks so very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us from the mountaintop, about 30 miles north of here, looking down on this beautiful night, probably watching all the panorama stuff that's going on, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yippee-i-yo, cow patty. 65 degrees outside, a beautiful night. And I'll tell you what, we needed this night after some of the other ones we had, right?
It's been a little chilly out there.
Boy, oh boy, yeah. Yes, this morning it was nippy out there. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. I'm going to say something that we were just talking about off air. There was a police... There was a police dog that got in trouble and got himself busted. He got himself arrested for stealing his partner's lunch. And they placed him in custody and locked him in a room or something. I don't know what they did. But anyway, what was funny was some people got wind of what was going on. I guess it came by way of a radio station. So they not only brought the dog his own special sandwich, they brought all the police officers who were on duty their lunch. So the dog got out of the hock, got out of trouble, and everything was fine. But I just thought that was funny when I heard it.
We need some light, humorous stories from time to time, don't we?
Yeah, and that was a good one. That was really a good one. And the dog, the expression on the dog's face was priceless. It was like, who, me? You talking to me? Anyway, wow. Well, you know, boy, Mike Pence is involved in the document debacle now. I don't believe anything with Mike Pence was done intentional, but What in the hell is going on here?
You know, therein lies an interesting question. But the use and of, well, the movement of classified documents with whatever level of classification they may have
mm-hmm.
is very different for those that are in the White House than those that are in the legislative branch.
Mm-hmm.
So, if, for instance, those that get access to the presidential daily briefing, meaning the president and the vice president, those that are on the National Security Council and whatnot, they don't have to be in a SCIF.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the legislative branch, you do. So, when there is a change in power from one administration to the next, it needs to be also understood that generally the General Accounting Office is the one agency that sends people over to pack up documents and move one administration out of the White House when the other one moves in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in the case of Pence, I can't really speak to, you know, how that whole thing came down, except that we know that he is as honest, really, as the day is long. And, you know, he decided that he would go check. He said he didn't have any documents. And then, lo and behold, he had his lawyers, whatever that means, go do a search, and they found a sealed box. And so he went through all the procedures and notified everybody. But that is a very different condition than Biden, because the documents on the Biden side included his time when he was in the Senate.
Right.
And Senate means that you can only look at things when you're in a SCIF. It occurred to me last night, too, that remember the term unmasking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think the documents that Biden has or had, may still have, is a very different scenario that we're going to be blindsided with.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy seems to be holding strong, sticking to his guns. We'll talk about that and more when we come back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more right here.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they have been saving people money for going on 85-plus years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure some 26 million drivers and growing. Now, the thing to know about Geico is you can go over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can type in your vehicle, the type of vehicle you got, and get a rate quote right there, right off the internet, on the vehicle you're driving. Now, where you will save money is if you bundle, add to it, the motorcycle that you might have, the boat that you might have, the RV that you might have, and that'll save you some money. But where you really meet the rubber meets the road and you really save a lot of money is when you put your homeowner's policy in there, or your renter's policy, or your condo insurance policy. Get it all in there together, and you'll save a bunch of money. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there and check them out. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got Aaron in Colorado on the line. I'm going to go over there. Okay, Aaron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Denise and Cap. Denise, I want you to talk about this Republican chick from Indiana, and you talking about Shifty Shift and Omar, you know, those in another broken down dark side dumb donkey. But what gets me about this Republican slash Rhino is that she tried to pressure Kevin McCarthy to keep those dark side broken down dumb donkeys on these committees. But Kevin McCarthy said, oh, hell no, they got to go.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Professor Denise, have a good night, have a good morning.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess she was calling you the professor. So what's up?
I did see. I'm gonna disappoint her a little bit. I did see where there was one or two that, from the fairness standpoint, whatever that is, mm-hmm. to keep those people on the committee. So I'm a little disappointed in that. So I don't know what the reasons are. I really can't answer it because I didn't really get into it. So sorry, Aaron, I can't really help her on this one. I have to be honest. I can't make it up.
Okay, well, we'll do some more check and see what happens. And again, when it comes to Schiff, when it comes to Swalwell, McCarthy's holding the line. I'm glad he is. He needed to, because there were a lot of people that were watching this, and had he folded on this, he would have lost a lot of his support, and I think he would have been in big trouble.
Well, you know, he made some significant pledges, and he has an obligation to stick to those, and I think that's precisely what he's doing. He's not going to take, he's feeling the pressure, but I think that he's up to holding the line, and I got to give him a hat tip for that. And, you know, he's got a list, you know, those 20 Republican Congress people in order to give him their vote for speaker, they developed this list, and he's sticking to it. So mm-hmm. One of them, interestingly enough, that he is sticking to was to introduce legislation that essentially does away with income tax.
Yeah.
And goes back and goes to, I don't want to say it's fair tax because it's not. It's more of, how do I put this? It's a tax on every purchase that people make.
That's like a sales tax.
It's like a national sales tax, and it's 30%. And so, you know, people can, you know, decide if they want to make that purchase or whatever. So it's been proposed many times or talked about many times. But he made a pledge to introduce it, and it has been introduced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll see where all that goes. Now, our governor, again, down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, rejected the Black History AP course, which he says is imposing political agenda upon people. He got a bunch of blowback from some, but not a lot. So apparently there's something to that.
Well, there are a lot of experts that have actually looked at the syllabus. Unlike little Miss Frenchie in the White House, mm-hmm. who's already made some ridiculous accusations, and nobody in the White House has read it. But there are several that have read the syllabus completely and found that the course is actually a great course until you get to the last part of it. And in that is where it all went sideways and very political. So simply what DeSantis did, and of course the White House isn't telling you this, and all the other people that are being very critical, they haven't read it. Simply what he said, though, was just go back and fix it. Just go back and fix this last part. And these are the parts in there that have nothing to do with Black history, nothing, zero. Ending capitalism and eliminating the prison system, you know, the whole LGBTQ agenda. It's got nothing to do with Black history. So he can't be any more fair about it. Now, the next thing he is proposing is to give teachers the authorization to keep cell phones, student cell phones, I don't want to say out of the classroom, mm-hmm. but out of usage
right.
in the classroom.
Told them to put it up on a shelf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got all these people going, that's authoritarian, that's this, that's that, blah, 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 blah. So that's the next thing. But people need to understand what DeSantis is really doing about the quality of education, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
He's also put, I think it's $1 billion. I don't know if I think that's the right number. I could be wrong. Into a fund that is for teachers' salary increases. So what that really says is in this fund is that the, I'm guessing the local entities have the ability to decide which teachers should get pay raises and so forth. And on what kind of merit, if you will, they would get those pay raises.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking on the education system in Florida, kind of leading other states.
Yeah.
However, there are a few other states that are doing some great things, too, and I think that includes Iowa. So, I'm very happy with where he's going with this.
Well, the U.S. Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the Alphabet's Google program over the allegations that the company abused its dominance of the digital advertising business sector.
Space, right.
Yep, and I guess that's going to, I don't know where it's going to go, but we knew it was coming, I think.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and what this is actually saying here is that it's the way Google forces companies to use their system, and it eliminates competition and forces others that want to compete in the advertising space that you have to have certain stipulations. So it's monopolizing marketing, public relations, and for corporations that want to be on, search engines and whatnot. So I'm fine with this. It's been a long time coming, but go for it.
Well, there's been a lot of people there watching all this. Okay, I hear the music coming up, so we'll have to let you go for today. We will talk to you tomorrow with more, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot more to talk about. It just doesn't stop.
Indeed so.
All right, have yourself a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the different things that are going on over there at FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden is renewing his call for an assault weapons ban following two mass shootings in California. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted California Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. The White House urged Congress to act quickly to keep American communities safe. This comes after 11 people were killed in a shooting Saturday at a Los Angeles area dance hall. Seven were killed Monday in a shooting in a seaside town of Half Moon Bay near San Francisco. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says George Santos will be removed from office if the House Ethics Committee discovers he broke the law. On Tuesday, McCarthy spoke to reporters and made his most extensive comment yet on the embattled New York congressman, saying they will remove him if he's found to have done anything illegal. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha it is, and this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Found them on the web. You can find them on the web by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu, the website. And go over there, take a look, check them out, see what it is they do. But right now, they're going to tell you themselves what they do.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job in the aircraft industry. You can travel and go anywhere in the world and work once you get certified. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check out the website, see what it is that they have to offer. And then take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one that's here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you got two campuses to take your tour at. Now, the phone number to call for an appointment is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time on the phone, 800-659-2080. Now, if you're in a go-nowhere, dead-end job, and you're looking for excitement, and you're looking for a chance to make some big money, this is a way to do it. National Aviation Academy. If you're coming out of the military, you can definitely jump right on the bandwagon, use your military benefits, and become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, for those of you guys and gals who happen to be in aviation right now, maybe you're coming out of the military after your enlistment's up, make sure that you get your GI Bill papers for your benefits all taken care of. And it'll be a very simple process for you to apply for the loan and wind up becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, when you take the tour at either one of their places, either the one here in Clearwater in Florida or the one in Massachusetts in Concord, right outside Boston, when you take the tour, you will have the opportunity to talk to students that attend there. You'll also have the opportunity to speak with the instructors that teach there. And you'll also have an opportunity to talk to the loan officers, the people that set up your student loan that are there. Again, for those of you in the military, bring your military paperwork with you. For those of you that are civilians that are going to be filling out a student loan, well, you know you'll have to do that when you get there unless you decide to do that ahead of time. Some people do, some people don't. They go to the bank and say, I need a student loan, and away they go. But the phone number to call to ask for the appointment is going to be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and set up the appointment. You'll be glad you did. Now, Ukraine news right now, looks like they're going to get their tanks, Leopold tanks, coming from Europe. And the United States looks like they're going to be sending the Abrams. They should have as many as 100 tanks within the next week or so, maybe sooner, because some of the tanks are right there in the region, some of them aren't. So we'll see how that all plays out. But there's no doubt that Russia is gearing up for an invasion. How soon that will take place, don't know. But there will be another attempt at trying to divide and conquer the Ukraine by heading to the capital, Kiev, and we'll see how that works out. Now, current law states that veterans must file paperwork in that one-year window to backdate payouts to that military separation date. There are no retroactive benefits for veterans past this deadline. The Supreme Court said that. So you have to fill out the paperwork the way it's currently done. Whether you want to change it or not, doesn't matter. It's not going to get changed. I might mention to you the Polish Prime Minister has announced his country will request Germany's approval for the planned transfer of some of its Leopold 2 tanks to Ukraine. So that's a switch, and a switch for the better. They need those tanks to defend themselves and the heavy artillery that comes with those tanks. They're also going to be getting some helicopters and maybe some other things along the way. We'll see. Now, with two Marine Raiders on trial for involuntary manslaughter for the 2019 death of an American contractor following an altercation in Iraq, their lawyers maintain that the blame for the fight lay with the contractor, a former Green Beret. We'll see how that plays out. Now, the U.S. defense industrial base is not ready for a battle over Taiwan, as it would run out of long-range precision-guided missiles in the course of about 1 week. Now, this is coming from a new report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And I don't doubt that for a second, because of the fact that we need more beams and bullets, and I think we all know that. By the way, nine military officers who had worked decades ago at a nuclear missile base in Montana have all been diagnosed with blood cancer. It's a shame. Our thoughts and prayers go to them, but it's not surprising. Now, the U.S. Africa Command conducted its first airstrike of the year in Somalia, and after an uptick in the number of local airstrikes, it was decided that these would go on, with good reason, I might add, as well you would think they would. Russia, by the way, is sending tens of thousands of new troops into Ukraine after losses in the Donbas area. Russia's military is moving to fortify its position in the Donbas region of the Ukraine by sending tens of thousands of military troops into the fighting after months of losses in the eastern region of the country. This is coming from U.S. intel. We'll see how they work with that. And a tank is just an armored vehicle with a gun, right? Try saying that in any online form of soldiers and behold the latest of technical details and explicative laden passion that follows. The soldiers that want the tanks. And they won't take no for an answer. And quite honestly, I don't blame them. Why should we have to give our soldiers secondhand anything, especially when they're fighting for their lives and the lives of the Ukrainian people over there in that country, that faraway land? All right, I hear the music coming from my ear. That means that the next one up will be Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got plenty to talk about with him. You're going to like what we're talking about there. So get your pen and paper ready. You might have some notes for you to take. There'll be a quiz after the discussion. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I am coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and I'll get to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, after I tell you this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular Moss Acura, their dealership located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership here in North Tampa. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, mossacura.com, the website. Now, take advantage of the You Save, You Serve program. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, starting with EMTs, firefighters, and police, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle that you're looking at, new or certified pre-owned, for your service to America. And then, of course, they have Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, too. And they honor all of those who have served America with a You Serve, You Save program. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Is the weather pretty good up there, or are you getting some of that white stuff?
Not yet. I mean, it was pretty cold yesterday. I got to even check because the temperature's been so freaky. It's like we're right on the line from where it's, snow up, to the north of us, and then we stay kind of a temperature where we can't. But yesterday it was cold. So I don't know if it's cold here today. We got a pretty good chance that we might get some snow.
Well, it's all around you. I'll tell you that much. I'm looking at it. And you've also got freezing rain around you. So you'll get one or the other.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what will happen. Now, not to be outdone, but it appears the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond said that the Fifth District Survey of Manufacturing Activities Index dropped deep into negative territory, falling to its lowest level since May of 2020. Now, I'm not surprised to hear that. Are you?
Yeah, it's basically it's a backtrack. It's a slowing economy, everybody's kind of expecting this to happen slowly but surely, and it is at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. And that probably explains why the Richmond Fed report appears to confirm the manufacturing recession suggested by last week's reports from the New York Fed and the Philadelphia Fed, where manufacturing activity in New York State unexpectedly collapsed, the New York Fed survey showed. And in Philadelphia, their survey remained in contraction territory for the fifth straight month.
Well, again, we got to hope that it's kind of like a sweet type of a situation. We don't want to have this thing, extended, for too long. And again, the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting. We're going to see what they have to say and what they're going to be doing with rates. Concerns to some degree about inflation picking back up because China reopened. We shall see. Again, a lot of the inflationary aspects we talked about, I don't think the Fed can do much about them.
Well, this ESG stuff that keeps being talked about, the environment.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour.
That wasn't supposed to do that, but then again, live radio, right? Okay, so Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis has blocked asset managers from investing $5.1 billion of state pension pool money from being invested in financial products associated with the environmental, social, societal, and government standards. Those are the ESG standards in his latest push against the policy movement. Is that a good move or a bad move? I haven't paid a lot of attention.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer, never have been a big believer in, ESG nonsense when it comes to investing. Your concern as far as being a fiduciary to your clients is to put the best possible portfolio together based upon the risk factors. You start trying to take into account what the gender is and what the sexual preferences as members of the board or whether or not, what their carbon output is, and you try to want to factor that into your investment equation, you're going to lose. And it's a loser equation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in it. We've seen a lot of states push back against this from all around the country, from Florida, West Virginia, and many others.
Now, what do you think about the DOJ suing Google over the digital advertising dominance that Google has out there? Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or what are we doing here?
I think that they'll probably end up working something out in one way or another. Again, they've been going after Google and these major tech companies for a long period of time, and I think, often, they overextend. This situation is kind of unique because it talks about Google's market dominance in all factors, from the platform to buy commercials to the actual, placing of the commercials. So we might see some sort of divestment from certain aspects of their advertising business.
Mm-hmm. And they pretty much have the market wrapped up when it comes to that, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they have 30% of online ads, but it's not just that. It's also the distribution of ads, which they also play a part in. So, again, it remains to be seen.
Okay, because I remember every time you turn around, they're trying to get you to put Google ads on your website. I don't do it, but, I mean, it's been asked.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think they can make enough money off that, to be honest with you. Nobody.
Well, again, they also, like I said, it's all aspects of the advertising. It's also the platforming as well.
Now, how do you think we're going to get the cities under control. Like, for example, New York, we have people afraid to get on the subway daytime now, not just nighttime, but daytime. There's a number of threats going on in the daytime, people being forced onto the tracks, being pushed onto the tracks, being run over by trains. I mean, goodness sake, what the heck's going on up there?
Listen, you got to be careful when you're riding the subway. There was a period of time, long period of time, where you always got to be careful, but it wasn't the case. You head out of school, making sure that you're paying attention to what's going on around you. But even then, I mean, there was the Fox News meteorologist that was attacked.
Yeah.
But again, he was riding the subway by himself, 1 o'clock at night.
But he was trying to save or help a guy that was an older guy who was being his hair was set on fire.
But you know, again, you know, it's trying a different mode of transportation that late at night. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just you're it's got too much risk involved there.
I guess you're better off taking an Uber then.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Better off walking, taking a bus.
Yeah. Or take. Well, I wouldn't say take a bike. That's pretty dangerous too.
A bus.
Oh, a bus. Okay. House Democrats have said we need to take a look at the Chinese donations that have come into the University of Pennsylvania in connections to the Penn Biden Center. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this has happened before. We've looked at the Chinese donation into universities, and, you know, we've seen some nefarious dealings. And, I think that you should probably look into that. Again, you know, we spend, close to $1 trillion a year on our defense. And, we cite that our biggest threats are in the world are Russia and China, yet we're educating their kids over here on how to go about, you know, building all this high-tech weaponry. You try to explain to me how that makes any sense whatsoever.
I don't know. You tell me. We'll both know.
I mean, it's just crazy. There's no logic or reason to it. But the reason for the colleges and universities is they want the money.
Mm-hmm.
They want those kids coming over here, and they want them paying the tuition.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Frenchie, the little press secretary, White House press secretary, I call her Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
She just doesn't seem to have her ducks in a row at all. She keeps throwing out things that aren't true, or she mentions things that she should be talking about, or she doesn't mention things she should be talking about. She clams up. And yesterday she falsely claimed that assault weapons and assault weapons ban reduced the mass shootings. Really? What did I miss?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how you could go about making a statement like that. Quite frankly, you know, a mass shooter is somebody with that deranged is going to find a way to kill multiple people.
Yeah, and the first couple of incidences over the weekend and Monday were done with a pistol. Oh, well, go figure. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things that he does. And he does plenty of it. And I'll be back with more right after these messages that are coming up on your radio.
This is Kyle Warren.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.